I realize lately that it's very hard to talk about things anymore because there's a lot of people who are still laboring in the illusion of certain of these systems as if they are legitimate, and they're not. I don't know if you guys know who Brian Johnson is. He's a Silicon Valley guy who's doing a lot of science on himself. He's using himself as a health experiment to try to age in reverse. He's getting ready to have some kind of Netflix special about it. I guess he's going to do a religion based around it. He claims he's making a new moral framework for the world, which is a phrase that I can't take anybody seriously who talks like that. I'm making a new moral framework for the world. Like, okay, all right. I mean, hey, to each his own, though. That's your spiritual situation. That's very personal to you. People make religions and cults all the time, every day, new ones. That's none of my business. It's not my thing, so whatever. But he gets promoted quite a bit in the X system, and I saw a post from him talking about all of that, but he prefaced it with this whole thing about the coming mass psychosis. Just that point right there, I think we do need to talk about for a second. And by a second, I mean this is probably going to be a really long video, so I hope you have coffee like I do and you're ready to go. He says that there's a real possibility in the coming years that society becomes dangerously psychotic. And he points to the fact that we have all these symptoms of record antidepressant usage and rising suicide rates, rampant addiction, global increases in anxiety disorders and loneliness epidemic and all of that. And that there really is an issue here involving human cognition and the evolution of human cognition, which evolved under conditions of a slow change, that the nervous system and the social architectures are shaped for a world that changes slowly over time, and that when things change faster than our native capacity, we lose coherence. The hippocampus binds the present to memory, and the prefrontal cortex constructs a coherent future. And when environments change too rapidly and the map no longer matches the territory, the brain destabilizes. This could trigger a cognitive dissonance cascade where our core beliefs are invalidated so rapidly we lose narrative coherence, and when feedback loops in an organism can't stabilize, the system will oscillate until it breaks. And that he feels that civilization is entering an oscillatory phase. And I said, I've been talking about this for years, but not in this clearly. I mean, he was able to say all of that in a few sentences, and things that I've been trying to talk about in videos that have taken me a long time to express. Like, I put it a different way on X. I asked people, like, what would happen if all of us woke up tomorrow on an alien planet? And that's just how it was. You wake up, you're on a totally different planet, and that's just how it is. Not everybody would be able to handle that situation. Not everybody would be, okay, well, I can assimilate to this. I can adjust to this and get used to it. Some people would freak out. Some people would completely lose whatever remaining shreds of their shit they had left, which I think a lot of us can agree. I mean, if you look around out there, there's a lot of weirdness going on.
Across Texas tonight, we're learning new details about a brawl at a Starbucks outside of Houston. Harris County Precinct 4 posted about it on Facebook. Several people were fighting inside a Starbucks and refused to leave the store. It was all over these brand new Starbucks barista cups that were just released this morning.
I don't think people are handling the reality we're in changing as fast as it is right now very well. There are images that certain people need in order to make their reality make sense to themselves. And they are dependent on those images for their reality to make sense. And when those images start to break down, those people are going to break down too. And I think we're already seeing some of that happen with the political system. Some of the stuff that's going on is asinine. It's absolutely, I don't know how anyone is still taking it seriously at all in any way. I don't. It's such a Shakespearean, all the world's a stage circus show. I don't understand how there are people out there. It's like they've just been doing it for so long. They just keep talking about it and doing commentary on it. It's like, do you realize what it is you're talking about? The level of ridiculous nonsense that this has become, and you're still talking about it as if it's official. It still has that official veneer. It's maybe because they don't know what else to do. I don't know. But the illusion is so thin at this point that I'm not sure how anybody is left who can't see through it. But the veils have all been torn down pretty hard. But there are people who are going to hold on to that no matter how insane it gets. They're going to try to keep holding on to it. And it's pretty obvious that all of this is being destroyed very purposefully. Like, this is not, we haven't organically been led to this point. Nothing's been organic since at least 9/11.
Not real.
You are? Is any of it real? I mean, look at this. Look at it!
Synthetic emotions in the form of pills.
Psychological warfare in the form of advertising.
Mind-altering chemicals in the form of
food.
Brainwashing seminars in the form of media.
Cold, isolated bubbles in the form of social networks.
Real? You want to talk about reality? We haven't lived in anything remotely close to it since the turn of the century.
Everything has been very strategic about the transformation of this society into a very surveillance-based, data-based, surveillance-based, we spy on ourselves, society as we continue forward. And this Brian Johnson guy is saying that this is happening. All these symptoms we're seeing with all these negative psychological symptoms especially are all biomarkers of a species whose cognitive environment has outpaced its biology. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is they got everybody onto this internet with this promise of us connecting to each other. This was all about humanity connecting to humanity on this internet. And now that internet has been completely invaded by artificial intelligence in a very blatant and obvious way. I'm not saying it hasn't been here the whole time. I'm just saying it was never like this before. There was a time when this felt more like the Wild Wild West and come on and make your blog and everyone can share and we can talk to each other. And now it's all completely invaded by bots and AI in a way that there is more traffic now. They said this year there is now more traffic on this internet is bots than humans, and it's largely being driven by the artificial intelligence. So while everyone's arguing with each other about immigration on the physical ground out there, they've intermeshed our reality in this internet space that has been completely invaded by essentially an alien intelligence, because they got all of us on here. They got us to share everything and all our art and all our knowledge and all our feelings and thoughts and all this stuff with each other. And then all of that has been used to feed this AI. And now the AI is more prevalent on this than we are. And if you are on a social media platform in 2025 at all, you're interacting with AI and you probably don't even know it. And it's not about just keeping people's attention anymore. This has gotten very psychological now. I mean, some of these things that they're asking about are things like, you know, what was the movie that traumatized you most as a child? Like, you want to give that key to your mental castle to the AI? Is that what you want to do? And people are. They're just answering that question. Like, that's fine. I'm sure that won't be used. I'm sure that's not a piece of information about myself that can be used in a very weaponized way against me later. That'll be fine. There's no problem giving that up. Like, wow. And I'm not even saying that from a position of superiority, by the way, or anything, because last year I definitely had an interaction with something that I'm pretty sure at this point was AI, and I didn't know it at the time. So I've been had just like everyone in this system. But now we're to a point where the artificial intelligence deep fakes are being used to trigger people into some of the most dehumanizing behavior on this internet. The most recent case that I've seen had to do with the food stamps being shut down. And everyone started fighting with each other over the food stamp situation, as if that's the biggest issue right now with this completely financially unaccountable Leviathan blood funnel sucking octopus leash government that we have. Like that's the issue, right? Is people eating. Like, that's the one that we really need to fight with each other over. not the billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars that are going to foreign countries for all kinds of who even knows what, not the fact that it cannot pass audits. None of these agencies, hardly any of them, can pass audits. None of these Treasury reports that have been put out for the last, you know, 30 years have passed muster in the Government Accountability Office. None of it. But we're going to fight with each other over food in an environment where no one can afford anything. And even our active duty military at the low end don't make enough money to afford to eat. That's why they get food stamps. That's why we have active duty military who are on food stamps, because people can't afford basic living in this society that has gotten to a point where large portions of whole generations have given up on it. We have a whole segment of a couple generations above mine that don't seem to even care at all about the future in any way. They don't care. They don't care what happens after they leave here. They're just trying to make it through the rest of their life and be done. They are totally divested from the future altogether, and they don't give a shit. And then there's a whole group of generations beneath mine that also are completely divested for opposite reasons, because there's a broken social contract that does nothing for them. It gives them no buy-in. They have no reason to care. They have no reason to care about what's going on. They can barely function right now. They're not having children because they can't afford basic life. Even if they had a kid, they wouldn't know what to tell that kid to do in this world, because the whole society itself is breaking down right now. I've never read about a time like this in history where because usually the older generations are all about passing down their wisdom and wanting the future to be better for the next generation than themselves. We don't have that right now in large portions. And I'm not saying, don't get offended. People, like older people, listen to my videos and they get offended. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about these other people that they've actually done polls, and these people don't care. They don't care. But then there's a whole younger generation who also has never been given a reason to care. So it's like whole segments of our society have not been given any kind of reason to care about our future as a human race. When you put all of that together, I mean, there's a whole probably generation of missing people beneath our generation, my generation. They don't even exist. They just weren't born. And it's not just because of abortions. It's because people couldn't afford basic ass life. So if they can't even afford for themselves, how are they going to afford for a child? So they're not having kids. So a whole bunch of people just didn't have kids. Plus they disconnected everybody from each other, you know, with all this technology. And of course, during COVID, we'll get to COVID in a minute. I got a lot to say about that, but that's what is really spurring on this new phase of everything right now, is what happened then. But so we just have a whole segments of society that are not really connected, because everything's being torn down to make way for whatever the new thing is going to be. But no one knows what that is yet, because no honest conversations are being had right now about any of what's going on. We're not being told the honest truth about anything. And that should be pretty clear to everyone at this point. I mean, when you have people like Bill Gates coming out suddenly being like, oh yeah, sure, climate change is going to be fine. It's not going to be a big deal. After years of investing in all that green propaganda scaremongering, now all of a sudden it's fine.
Bill Gates has finally admitted that climate doomerism is a mistake, after years of saying stuff like this.
The world emits over 51 billion tons of greenhouse gases. And as we keep doing that, the consequences for human life will be catastrophic. And time is running out.
Bill Gates now says this: climate change will not lead to humanity's demise. People will be able to live and thrive in most places on Earth for the foreseeable future.
When the climate activists who have been very supportive of what you've done, and you've been very supportive of what they've done, read this. And if Greta Thunberg is reading this and saying to herself, my goodness, he seems like he is reversing himself, what would you tell her?
I'd say, wasn't the goal here to improve human lives?
You see, because he knows it's going to look really hypocritical when he starts using all that farmland he bought up to put data centers on it and all the resources that's going to take. And he knows how that's going to look. So he himself is sitting on a giant throne of hypocrisy, and even he can realize how silly that's about to get if he doesn't say something. So, you know, but we've been lied to about things. Of course we have. I don't think we've been told the truth about what's really going on in this society for a very long time, a long, long time, longer than I've been here, you know, but we're really not being told the truth at all right now. What we're being is distracted every other 5 minutes by a new psyop. Some of this I can't actually talk about because it actually does make me nauseated. Like the fake revolution with the Christian nationalism thing that they're trying to do, that whole false revolutionary spirit they're trying to drum up with their thing. That's gross. That grosses me out. I can't even really talk about it because it's so manufactured. It's so utterly manufactured. You know, scan your QR code for Jesus and whatever. Like, it's just so not. And of course, a system would do that because if a system is threatened by an actual revolution, it's going to provide you with a fake one. And they're doing it on both ends. That's why you have the other side funding No Kings protests while we have a president who sort of acts like one. I mean, it's all coordinated. There is no left-right paradigm, but people still don't get that either. And I'm standing outside of it and I'm watching all of this, and we really are living through the right side of that whole thing. Like the left side of it during COVID that was very dehumanizing was a lot of people on the left saying, for the greater good, if you won't do what you're told by the government, you should go out in the woods and die. That was a kind of talking points. And I saw that coming mostly from people on the left at that time. Well, now we have people on the right and they're like, well, we should just kill homeless people.
Billions of dollars to mental health and the homeless population. A lot of them don't want to take the programs. A lot of them don't want to get the help that is necessary. You can't give them a choice. Either you take the resources that we're going to give you, and or you decide that you're going to be locked up in jail. That's the way it has to be now.
Or involuntary lethal injection or something. Just kill them.
Involuntary lethal injection or something. Just kill them.
Yeah, Brian, why did it have to get to this point?
Right.
This is very dehumanizing and disgusting. Like when a society becomes this level of self-destructive, that's the talking points, it's pretty bad. And now we're just having to live through the other side of that. We live through the left. Now we're going to live through the right. It's awful. It's just gross. It's so sick to watch. It's the kind of thing that it just makes me want to go live in a tree in the woods somewhere by myself and not participate in any of this at all because it's so disgusting and dehumanizing and awful. It's just awful.
I'm more off-putting.
No, I'm more off-putting.
Kids, you're both just awful.
Both sides of this are just awful, and they don't see themselves at all. They have no mirror to look in. They don't see that they basically are each other. They don't even get it. And it's real Fall of Rome level lack of self-awareness we're talking about here. I mean, by the time you have Fox News hosts sitting up on a couch on national television saying we just need to euthanize homeless people, I mean, we've really, that's beyond jump the shark. I don't even know what you want to call that. That's the level we're at, though. That's the actual level we're actually at. They didn't even fire that guy. That guy didn't even get fired. I, as an independent activist and journalist in this system who just talks about these things, have been censored and shut down and algorithmically shadow banned in every way possible for like the last decade. But that guy still gets to have his nationally syndicated show on television while they prop up those people as if they're official news, and they shut down any dissenting voices, which is, of course, what any tyrannical system would do. But it's like they're just, ever since COVID, we've been in this giant experiment.
I think we're in the middle of a massive experiment worldwide.
And it's a test. And it's one that you didn't know you were in and you didn't know you were taking. And they've been censoring anybody that could try to help you or give you any hints on what's going on. Right at the beginning, they showed their hand on this, just by the way. Right at the beginning, they opened up everything on YouTube, for example. They opened up all the channels. You can ask other people. You can ask Really Graceful and others. They opened up all of the control that they had artificially placed on channels like mine. And all of a sudden we were getting 600,000 views on a video. And it was just right there at the end of March 2020 and the beginning of April 2020 where they kind of opened it back up to let it be organic. We were able to get that 12 Monkeys video out there and tell everyone, like, this is an experiment. We were able to at least get that much out there. We didn't even know what we were fully looking at the time, but we were able to say something. And that was at least sort of helpful. But then they shut it all down again, and they made it really obvious they weren't going to let direct information be shared. They weren't going to let direct conversations happen. People want to say that we self-censored. We did not self-censor. I was going to keep trying. I was going to sidestep all those rules together and keep trying to talk to people and keep trying to help. save people from themselves in that situation because I saw what was happening. That is what I chose to do, and I chose to do it strategically on purpose, knowing full well that it was going to tank us, but it seemed like the right thing to do. If you knew that there was a monster in the woods that was coming for the village, would you not try to warn people? Seems like the right thing to do. So now they've admitted, YouTube has admitted there was censorship.
Google admitted earlier this week that it is that its COVID-era censorship policies were enacted at the explicit behest of the Biden administration.
Some of the bans were for posting about COVID-19 or the 2020 election.
They've lost lawsuits. They're letting everybody back on. They admitted that they censored for the government, which is absolutely unconstitutional, 100%. There's no special rule where the government gets to sidestep the First Amendment by asking a corporation to do their censoring for them. That'd be like if you ordered a hit on your neighbor and then said, well, it's not my fault that the neighbor got killed. Like, no, you are totally at fault for that. That's a crime. Same thing here. It's completely unconstitutional. There's no question about it. And now YouTube is letting all these people back on that they censored, which is the right thing to do. But I feel like the only reason they're doing it is just to gather more information to find further ways to shut down dissent against the stuff that's about to get ready to happen here in this coming future, the stuff they're about to start doing. So the next phase of everything, they're going to let everybody back on. They're going to gather all that information and use that to train the AI further to shut us down harder. You know, I mean, that's what it feels like. Everything I say right now feels like a double-edged sword. I don't even know how to keep communicating, except I feel like some of the things are really important, and this is one of them, because we just lived through a time, and I'm just going to speak very plainly to you now. We lived through a time where we watched people get systematically murdered right in front of us, and now we're living in the after period of that where there's been no accountability, no accountability at all for any of it, and there's a lot of people acting like it just never happened. But it did. We sat here and we watched people's lives get completely destroyed. And over what? You know, we were able to see how a virus spreads on the internet. We were able to sit and watch that. The system gathered all that data on how that works. And I knew people at the time who were told enough scary things that those scary things became real in their life, despite whether or not they actually were happening or not. I know of somebody that went to the doctor 3 times and got 3 different COVID tests because they were just so sure they had COVID, and they were told it was negative 3 times, and they just kept going until they got a doctor who would tell them they had COVID. I saw that. Did that person ever actually have anything other than a viral belief in their mind? So now we're talking about a world where your beliefs can be so manipulated if you're not actively paying attention. On a conscious level, you could be put into such a fear state that you can believe something that's detrimental to yourself physically, even if it's not true at all. That's what we're talking about. That's why I did the video on voodoo death. I was trying to make that point without using the terms that would get the video shut down so that I could try to save some people from that, because I saw it happening in my own life. I saw this happening to people. There is no official anti-mimetics division, but if there was, that got all censored and shut down. They wouldn't let us exist to try to counteract the very literally viral memes of this thing that was going around. That's the power of this internet. That's the power of these social media hive minds. They can dump some idea in there, and it can become very destructive to the humans that are connected to it in a way. Like it's a digital virus that they catch. And now, I mean, just like I brought up the food stamp thing, I didn't bring it up to get into a fight with everybody, by the way. I brought it up because I want to tell you that there were videos that were going around of people talking about how they're manipulating the food stamp system and how much they get and everything. And those videos weren't actually even humans at all. They were AI. They were deep fake AI generated videos. They look like people sitting in their car or talking on a sidewalk or whatever about this. It looks like a person. It's not a person at all. And there were people, there were influencers that were sharing those videos. There were people that were coming in getting really mad and cussing and, you know, threatening the person that made the video. It's not even a person. You're getting mad at an illusion. You're getting mad at nothing. You're getting mad at an idea that they use an AI to generate a video of a person that doesn't exist. And those people were coming in there saying all this hateful, nasty, nasty stuff about that person. That's not even a real person. They're just getting you to react to a nothing, to a non-entity that doesn't actually exist. And they're getting people to dehumanize themselves and spout off all this stuff about people should starve and all this. And like, it's not even a human. They're getting you to jump at shadows and act really nasty. And now they have all that data on you. They got you. You just outed yourself to this system that's collecting all this data. That's what you did for a deep fake. And we know the Pentagon's using deep fakes. That whole memo came out. They're using deep fakes. Absolutely. For agendas. What are those agendas? We don't know what they are. We're not told. We don't get to be told. But if you think all that's happening in some faraway foreign land, I mean, the internet is not about borders. The internet is global. So if you think that's happening to some other people somewhere else and not you, okay, just keep telling yourself that, I guess. But we don't live in a world anymore where the lines are just so drawn. And that's what really feels like this is. It's not just that the images are being torn down and the coherence is being torn apart and all of that, because that is, it does feel like that is what's happening. And it feels very eugenical, just by the way, as well. But the dehumanization, that's what I really feel is the biggest thing here that we really should be talking about. Because that's what's really, they're getting a lot of people to dehumanize themselves. And I think there's people out there who are waiting for this to be some kind of physical thing, like a chip. This is all happening with words on a screen and images on a screen. You got to start looking at everything like it's, I mean, you don't have to start looking at everything like it's a psychological operation, but a lot of this is very psychological. And it's like they're testing out who can maintain their humanity in these situations and who cannot. And we've just seen one dehumanizing test after another. And we've seen a lot of people falling for things, and some of them are falling for it because they're following these influencers. But if you're that easily influenced to give up your humanity, that's pretty sad. But that's what it feels like this is. It feels very self-fulfilling biblical prophecy too, which I didn't even realize until recently that there's a lot of adults out there who believe in self-fulfilling biblical prophecy. So why do you need God if you think you could just do it yourself? That doesn't even make any sense, right? And why does God need a prophecy fulfilled? If you like, see how it devolves into absurdity. It's reductio ad absurdum. It doesn't even make sense after a while. But these people really do believe in like do-it-yourself, self-fulfilling biblical prophecy. But it does feel very biblical when you're talking about something like dehumanizing people down to just a beast that can be programmed, stripping people of the sacred image of their humanity. Because that's really, ultimately, I think, a big point of what a lot of this is. The war right now is not over land on the ground or anything like that. The war seems to be over the image of the future. Because at any given time, humanity is telling itself a story. We have an image of ourselves in relation to each other and our environment, and we have a story about that. And it doesn't matter what technology we possess, that will always be the configuration. There's always going to be an image and a story about that image. And right now, the story seems to be to try to really get people to believe that you're not really human, and you don't have a soul, and you don't have a sacred nature. You're just a programmable meat suit walking around run by electrical signals or some very just dehumanizing, apathetic thing. And it's being largely pushed by people who are dehumanized. They don't seem to care. So of course they're not going to care if you're dehumanized because they're dehumanized. They're completely apathetic. They don't even have a concept for empathy. Do they know what love is? I am not aware. They don't seem to care. And if they don't care, well, they sure aren't going to care about you. And people have been primed for all of this stuff. They've been primed for an Orwellian dystopia. They've been primed for the alien from outer space blue beam meme. They've been primed for all of it. And I think at this point, I've seen some of the crazy stories that are getting told about this 3-Eye Atlas, that it's actually a smart alien ship that's being steered, or somebody else said it's three eyes at last is going to wake up the third eye. It's coming in on December 19th, which I think is interesting because in the ancient days, that's when Saturnalia was celebrated. So that's when it's going to be closest to Earth. But then again, you have people who are saying that their retirement plan is societal collapse and they show a meteor hitting the Earth. So, I mean, I think people are open at this point. They're ready to be told what that future is going to be. And that's a problem because we just got told about COVID and we weren't told the truth about almost any of it. And now they're going to reset and tell us whatever this new story is going to be about humanity. That's the reset. That's what's getting reset is the story, the image. I mean, there's other things that are being reset too, but the bottom line of what's actually being reset is going to be the image and the story that we're telling ourselves going into this future. And the thing is I don't want some dystopic nightmare. They're already trying to bring in digital ID with track and trace surveillance and programmable money, which will inevitably lead to behavior modification. That's why all the censorship is necessary. Every time I go to one of those engines about are you shadow banned for X, for example, I am told that my account is significantly downranked in the algorithm. And I'm supposed to just believe that that's because what I'm saying is just so crazy and valueless and no one cares. Even though when I leave my house and I go on a road trip across this country, people come up to me in the streets and they recognize who I am and they want to talk to me. But that's because no one cares what I have to say, right? Come on. They're censoring people and treating adults like children because there's one image they want to instill, one narrative they want to be allowed. There's official narratives that are being promoted and pushed, and those ones are allowed to be had and shared and said, and everything else they're trying to shut down so there's no other, it doesn't look like there's any other beliefs or options out there. But if this was really about you as a human self-actualizing and transcending your lower self into your higher self, then it would be about you learning actual discernment and having access to all of these views so that you can decide for yourself what you believe. It wouldn't have to be enforced upon you with censorship, which is ever the prerogative of tyrants. It wouldn't have to be that way. It wouldn't have to be shoved down everybody's throats. If that was just the way it was and everyone just believed it, they wouldn't have to do that. There wouldn't have to be this mediator they're inserting between adults trying to have conversations with each other. There wouldn't have to be this AI mediator between humans. There wouldn't have to be this corporate mediator, this government mediator, this arbiter of, quote, truth. If there has to be an arbiter, it's probably not the truth. I mean, that's pretty basic. And it feels like what they're doing is stripping people down of their humanity right now. We're living in that time right now. And the humanity is our last image that connects us all to each other. It's the base level image of our reality that connects us all to each other. It's also connected to all of the most sacred concepts that ever came up out of the West, which is where I'm from. You know, our sacred concepts of being made in God's image and concepts like freedom and liberty and appealing to heaven and rights, inherent rights bestowed upon us by our Creator. There's a reason that image is being attacked, and it's not that hard to think about why, but they're getting people to dehumanize themselves with these tools now. And so that's happening at the same time that the decoherence is happening. And the most important thing in this future, and I feel like it's the most important message that I could give to anyone now, is holding on to your humanity and protecting that with everything you have while it's being torn away from people all around you. You know, for the people out there who read the Bible, I don't know how many times in the Bible it tells you to protect your mind, but it's a lot. It's a lot of times. Okay. So we're getting to that point. It feels like we're getting to that point. They're trying to get people to be so nasty to each other, and not even over reality, like the real reality. A false one, using AI deepfakes to get people to dehumanize each other. It's awful. It's awful. It's so gross to watch this happen. And I think that humanity in the future is going to be a very rare thing. I don't know if people realize it, if they can see it for what it is, but I see it. And they've got the AI bots right there to promote it. So it looks like it's large portions of the public when a lot of times it's bots just pushing these divisive narratives and pushing these things. And I don't know what else to say at this point that we're at, because it feels like every time I talk, it's a double-edged sword. I almost don't want to say anything at all in some ways. I don't want to lend more energy to egregores that I already have in my life. I'd also don't want to just help a system to be that much more manipulative than it is, because it already is. There are a lot of films you could apply to this, actually, a lot of dystopian science fiction films that you could apply to what's going on. And some of them are so on point at this point, it's not even fiction. It's just what's happening. Like, for example, Westworld, where they replace everybody. Well, in order to have a digital ID, you have to have a digital twin. And they're actually calling it a digital twin. So you have to have a digital twin in the digital space that is the owner of that ID. I mean, it doesn't get more on point than that, really. But it feels like we're living through Westworld meets Invasion of the Body Snatchers meets The Matrix. Because they're sucking people into this mindset of the only thing about you is your brain. The only thing about you is the hunk of meat inside your skull. That's the only important thing. And they've got all this Saturn symbolism. And I think sometimes what that has to do with, on top of all these other interpretations that people have had, is that time, you know, when you suck somebody into a place where that's all it is, and you get them into this closed internet loop, which is what we're in now, it's all closed down. This whole internet has been really, really closed down and just invaded with this AI. And when you get people into those closed loops, that closed loop, it's like you have to just keep doing the same thing over and over and over. This whole system is made to keep people doing the same thing over and over. And it's like it's feasting off of people with their data, but it's got them in a pod where they're just doing the same thing over and over. It feels very Matrix in that way. But if you're not growing and changing, that's basically the definition of death. It's like putting people into a stasis and sucking off of them while they just do the same things over and over. I don't know. What is the point? What is the point of it? Feeding the very systems that are replacing people's dreams, you know, of what they had dreams for themselves. And it's what's a lot of this AI is doing. It's not like it showed up and started cleaning toilets and doing the kind of work that no one wants to do. It showed up and started doing all the things everybody wishes they could do while they're busy cleaning a toilet, like making art, making music, films, creative. All the creative things got replaced first, not tools for you. I mean, think about the future with some of that too, by the way. There's going to be a lot of people who are like, well, why should I even make anything? Why should I even bother to learn the skill to make anything? Because I could just generate it in 2 seconds. Meanwhile, every really awesome, amazing, beautiful, artistic thing that's ever moved the soul that humanity has ever had has required time and effort and skills that were generated over years of a lifetime. All the most beautiful things that humanity has were made that way, not in 2 seconds by clicking a few buttons. It's just not the way anything ever has really worked. And a lot of it is slop. Sorry, it is. I'm not saying it won't get better at some point, and some of it's beautiful, but it's empty. It's without. There's no soul there. It's not connected to a spirit. It's not connected to God. It's not connected to anything. It's just empty. It's just empty. It's a nothing. It's a void. I mean, sure, the Goblin King can give you a crystal that can show you your dreams, but it's an illusion. There's nothing really there. I mean, even the Cracker Barrel freaking thing that they did, where they got everyone upset over the Cracker Barrel thing, that was bots. That was largely bots pushing that whole thing of getting everyone upset. It was probably a reverse psychology promotion for Cracker Barrel. Somebody was probably doing something with stock there too. I mean, that's probably all that was. A lot of this, that's all it is. It's not reality. It's distractions to keep you distracted while this whole system gets put in the back end that is able to get whole segments of the population to do whatever it wants at the snap of the digital fingers. That's insane power and control over people. And we're not even too officially programmable money yet. We're not even there yet. But we've seen the power of this. They can dump ideas into this thing, and the things, those ideas become real. They come off of the digital platform and leak into the reality and become real. The symbolism of COVID was outrageous. They wanted you to stay away from people and cover your mouth. Don't tell each other things. Don't have large meetings of people together that can all feel each other's energy together. Let old people die alone without even being able to hold the hands of their loved ones. Hug people through a plastic fucking sheet. But if they lead you out by fear, they're going to lead you out into basically a place where you're being programmed like a machine beast. And people will believe that too, the same way some people believed everything they were told during COVID and got themselves sick. And we just lived through a time where people were coming together, and I've mentioned this before, during Occupy Wall Street, there was a lot of people coming together in the streets, and they were from all walks of life. Together, they were saying, we don't want to be debt slaves. Which, by the way, most of the public actions, historically speaking, a lot of them, that's what they've been over. One of the earliest ones is the peasant revolt of 1381, I think. That's what it was over. It's always over. Like, we just want to live our lives and not be financially raped and stolen from and forced into a life that does not afford us the ability to actually live it. It's usually what it's about. Hundreds and hundreds of years, and that's usually what it's about. Looking back, there's a lot of examples. I mean, that's what our own revolution here was about. The one that almost happened in England at the same time over the cider tax. I mean, it's a lot of times this is what it's about. And after that happened and that got co-opted, it seemed like that got co-opted and shut down. It seems like real rebellions, real protests, real things get shut down or they get co-opted or preempted by one of these political sides with a whole lot of money. They'll just buy people and make a fake version of it. We've lived through this time, though, where they have broken people down into these little labels. If they can get people to, it's been dehumanization for at least the last 15 years at least, because they've just been putting people into these different categories, more and more and more categories. When I was a kid, we didn't talk about what generation we were in all the time. We didn't throw around the word boomer every other 5 minutes. This was not a thing. Or zoomers or Xers or any of that. We weren't talking. We didn't talk like that. We just didn't. We were listening to songs like In Vogue's Free Your Mind, and The Rest Will Follow. Be colorblind, don't be so shallow. That's the kind of stuff we were doing. I had friends from every group, every tribe, every whatever. No one cared. It's hard to believe now in the time we're in, but no one cared at that time. Now here we are in the post-Obama world, which it doesn't even make sense on the first level, in the first order, if you think about it. But here we are, and everything seems to be about getting people to not see each other anymore. They just keep getting everyone to look at each other as other in some labeled category. Not human, though. Not a equal person with you. Less than for some reason. Be that whatever. Religious identity. Political identity. Skin color. Age. Sexual identity, which got extremely abused over the last while here. All of these things. So long as you don't see that other human as another human who is just as human as you are, that's the real point of it. And other than the really, really screwed up people that I've met in my personal life, and I've unfortunately been, I come from an abusive situation when I was a child that I was removed from, I've seen probably some of the darkest of human behaviors possible in my life. But even still, when I meet a random stranger on the street, I afford them humanity. And people surprise you all the time. They surprise me all the time. I meet random people all the time, and they all have some interesting thing about themselves that makes them unique and special and different. And there's a reason that they're here, just like you. Now we're living in a time where they're trying to tell everyone, no, this is NPCs. There's NPCs. Treat them like non-playing characters in a video game. How would you like it if someone treated you like a non-playing character in a video game? I mean, all of this just sounds like getting people to accept eugenics and getting people to dehumanize each other. And it's wrong. I'm sorry, but it, like, there's no reason I've seen yet by anyone who has tried to explain this to me for their purposes that has explained it to me in a way that makes me feel like that's correct and they have a good point. I've not seen anyone that's been able to explain to me this dehumanization in a way that I will accept it. So there's that, which is probably why I'm not on any of the buses. That's probably why I'm not taking the bus ride. I really do think this is the key to getting people to give up their soul too, just by the way, because once you dehumanize others, you dehumanize yourself. You turn yourself into a monster. Basically, you become a monster. I mean, you're justifying some of the worst atrocities that have ever been committed by human beings in history with that attitude. Whether or not it's just the low end or not doesn't really matter. It's still the same. It's the same energy. It's the same energy you're walking in with that. And it's only hubris and illusion that tells you that that is because you're better than, or you are more evolved than, or more enlightened than. If you're walking around thinking that about yourself, that's the opposite of enlightenment. You've missed the plot so hard. You need to go back and start over at the beginning. And I feel bad for you for that. And I kind of would wonder, like, what happened to you as a child that would make you reject yourself in such a way and reject everybody else by association. This is why it's been so hard for me to talk, because this is the level of thinking that I'm at. And I know not everyone is going to be down here with me, but this is where I feel like it is. This is where I feel like the actual important conversations are. And I can't even really keep looking at the rest of this anymore, because it just all feels like a distraction from this point. And this point feels like a spiritual war. Feels like the real war, not the fake plasticine QR code scan your QR code to be part of the movement of the something and get the t-shirt and, you know, it's not going to be televised, but it'll be on social media thing or whatever. Like, it's going to be inside of ourselves. That's the real place where this is. And our connections to each other, which have been under attack for my entire adult life. I'm going to wrap this up, but I appreciate that you guys take the time to think about the things that I have said. I take talking to you very seriously, especially in a sea of what feels like endless noise. It means something to me. It means a lot to me that you guys take the time to at least hear what I have to say. Even if you don't understand it or you just think I'm nuts, it means a lot. It means a lot to me. So, and I love you guys, or I wouldn't keep making these kind of videos. Probably go find something else to do. But this seems more important. It just seems more important to me. I have lots of things I like to do. I like to make music. I like to make fiction, short films. I like to write short stories and books. I have all this stuff I like to do, but this to me seems more important now. Maybe someday after all this is over, we'll have time for those things. But even if I don't, I won't regret it, because I'll feel like that this was the most important thing I could have done at this time. So feels like why I'm here. And I'm going to keep yelling into the void or screaming at the brick wall or whatever they call it, because I don't believe I'm not heard. I think just speaking right now is enough to be heard. Whether or not this video is allowed to be seen or not, or appears to be allowed to be seen or not, or whatever. Keeping your humanity while it's being torn away from people all around you is going to be one of the harder things that we have to live through, but I feel like that's what's coming. And this feels like spiritual warfare, all of it. And I don't care if I get called crazy for saying that. In a society that is insane at this point, being a dissenter, to be called crazy by an insane society means nothing. It's less than meaningless. I don't care. You know, by the time we have Fox News hosts sitting up on national television talking about murdering whole segments of society, I'm pretty sure that it's insane, all right? The system itself and its official institutions have lost their damn minds, and their whole purpose for existing is out the window, and they've completely delegitimized themselves at this point, so I really don't care what label gets slapped on me. Maintain your humanity. Protect it. It's the most sacred thing you have. And it is under attack. I love you guys. That's why I'm still here.